Well, hello there. This is Steve Webb. I'm the host of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, and this is episode 477. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm honored that you stopped by. If you've been around for a while, well, welcome back. I'm glad to see you again, too. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track 1 is the Old Testament, Track 2 is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Isaiah 23 through 25 from the Common English Bible. Let's get started. Isaiah chapter 23. An Oracle about Tyre. Wail, ships of Tarshish, because your port is destroyed. When returning from Cyprus, they heard about it. Be still, inhabitants of the coast, traders of Sidon, whose messengers crossed over the sea, over the mighty waters. The grain of Shihor, the Nile's harvest, was her income. She was the marketplace of nations. Be ashamed, Sidon, because the sea has spoken. The fortress of the sea has said, I haven't been in labor. I didn't give birth. I never raised young men or brought up young women. When the Egyptians hear, they will be in anguish at the news about Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Wail, inhabitants of the coast. Is this your triumphant town, whose origin is from ancient times, whose feet carried her to settle far away? Who planned this concerning Tyre, the one who gives crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? The Lord of heavenly forces planned it, to defile the pride of all beauty, to shame all the honored of the earth. Go through your own land, daughter Tarshish, for the harbor is gone. God's hand is extended over the sea, shaking nations. The Lord gave the command to destroy Phoenicia's fortresses, saying, You will no longer celebrate violated virgin, daughter Sidon. Get up and head to Cyprus. Even there you will find no rest. Look at the land of the Chaldeans, the people who are no more. Assyria destined it for wild animals. They raised up their siege towers, stripped its palaces, and made it a ruin. Wail, ships of Tarshish, for your fortress is destroyed. On that day, Tyre will be forgotten 70 years, the lifetime of one king. At the end of 70 years, Tyre will become like the prostitute in the song. Take a harp, go around the city, forgotten prostitute. Play well, sing many songs, so they'll remember you. At the end of 70 years, the Lord will visit Tyre. She will return to her trade and will prostitute herself with all the kingdoms on the earth. Her profits and wages will be sacred to the Lord. They won't be stored or saved. Her profits will go to those living before the Lord for plentiful food and elegant clothes. Isaiah chapter 24. Look, the Lord will devastate the earth and destroy it, will twist its face and scatter its inhabitants. It will be the same for the people and for the priest, for the slave and for his master, for the female servant and for her mistress, for the buyer and for the seller, for the lender and for the borrower, for the creditor and for the debtor. The earth will be devastated, totally devastated. It will be destroyed, completely destroyed, because the Lord has said it would be so. The earth dries up and wilts. The world withers and wilts. The heavens wither away with the earth. The earth lies polluted under its inhabitants, for they have disobeyed instruction, swept aside law, and broken the ancient covenant. Therefore, a curse devours the earth. Its inhabitants suffer for their guilt. Therefore, the earth's inhabitants dwindle. Very few are left. The wine dries up, the vine withers, all the merry-hearted groan. The joyous tambourines have ceased. The roar of partiers has stopped. The joyous harp has ceased. No one drinks wine or sings. Beer is bitter to its drinkers. The town is in chaos, broken. Every house is shut, without entrance. There is a cry for wine in the streets. All joy has reached its dusk. Happiness is exiled from the earth. Ruin remains in the city, and the gate is battered to wreckage. It will be like this in the central part of the land and among the peoples. Like an olive tree that has been shaken, like remains from the grape harvest. They raise their voice, they sing with joy. From the west they will shout about the Lord's majesty. Therefore in the east honor the Lord, in the islands of the sea, the name of the Lord God of Israel. From the ends of the earth we have heard songs, glory to the righteous one. But I say, I waste away, I waste away, I'm doomed. Betrayers betray, treacherously betrayers betray. Terror, trench, and trap are upon you, ruler of the earth. Whoever flees from the sound of terror will fall into the trench. Whoever climbs from the trench will be caught in the trap. Heaven's windows will open, and the earth's foundations will quake. The earth is shattering, shattering. The earth is shaking, shaking. The earth is teetering, tottering. The earth trembles like a drunk and shudders like a hut. Its rebellion weighs heavy upon it. It will fall, no more to rise. On that day, the Lord will punish the forces of heaven in heaven and the kings of the earth on earth. They will be gathered together like prisoners in a pit, shut into a prison, and punished after many days. The moon will be diminished, and the sun will fade, since the Lord of heavenly forces will rule on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, glorious before his elders. Isaiah chapter 25. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things planned long ago, faithful and sure. You have turned the city into rubble, the fortified town into a ruin, the fortress of foreigners into a city no more, never to be rebuilt. Therefore, strong people will glorify you. The towns of tyrant nations will fear you. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in distress, a hiding place from the storm, a shade from the heat. When the breath of tyrants is like a winter storm, or like heat in the desert, you subdue the roar of foreigners. Like heat shaded by a cloud, the tyrant's song falls silent. On this mountain, the Lord of heavenly forces will prepare for all peoples a rich feast, a feast of choice wines, of select foods rich in flavor, of choice wines well refined. He will swallow up on this mountain the veil that is veiling all peoples, the shroud enshrouding all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe tears from every face. He will remove his people's disgrace from off the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. They will say on that day, "Look, this is our God for whom we have waited, and he has saved us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let's be glad and rejoice in his salvation." The Lord's hand will indeed rest on this mountain. Moab will be trampled down as straw is trampled into manure. When in it, they spread out their hands as swimmers spread out their hands to swim. God will lay low their pride, even by the efforts of their hands. The fortified towers of their walls will be thrown down, will be leveled, will be brought down to the earth, to the dust. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, we read some pretty apocalyptic things today, didn't we? There is coming a day when God's judgment will no longer be held back. Since the fall in the garden, He has seen all of creation groan under the curse of sin. And one day He'll say, "Enough." I know that it's not popular to talk about or consider that God is a God of judgment. We like to speak of His love and His grace. We emphasize Jesus telling us that God is our Abba, our Daddy. And yes, that is true for those of us who have responded to His invitation to follow Him. But there are two types of people in the world, isn't that right? Those who serve God and those who don't. Bob Dylan wrote a song several years ago called "Gotta Serve Somebody." Those who have chosen not to serve God serve who? Themselves? Money? Power? Fame? A political ideology? Whatever you choose, if you don't choose God, it's just a manifestation of the liar of liars, Satan. Yes, Satan is real. He is as real can be. He exists just as you exist. And we know from Scripture that he is roaming the earth, seeking whom he can destroy. He is the reason for man's rebellion and for the evil that is all around us. In today's reading, we found out that there is coming a day when God will no longer allow him free reign. Yes, God will bring down the corrupt and evil nations of the earth, which we read about, but not before dealing decisively with the enemy of mankind, which is the object of God's love, Satan. That will be a glorious day for those that love God, but a dark day for those who reject Him. Your thoughts? Hey, thanks again for joining me today. Have you had a chance to stop by support.lifespringmedia.com to find out about the value for value model of support? If this show is important to you, if it means something in your life, I'd like you to consider taking a look. I'd like to thank my friendly editor for his support and others who have so generously contributed. It does help to keep the lights on around here. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Acts. I'll see you then. In the meantime, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.